Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Wow, 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 wow. Folks, I'm telling you, we have got a really big, 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 big show for you coming up today. And I'm really excited about it. Bottom of hour number three, Larry Klayman, Freedom Watch USA, will be with us, and we'll be talking about the grand jury, citizen grand jury indictments that they are that they have prepared and will be getting ready to hand down. This is some major, major news that, of course, everybody's afraid to talk about because, well, anyway, we'll talk about that too, by the way. Next hour, Ken Thornburg and I, we're going to break the spirit of disinformation, perversion, lasciviousness, fear, faithlessness, worry, denying the power of God through false doctrinal belief. We are going to pray over those things and break those spirits. And we want you to join us. We want you to tell a friend. We want you to let folks know that we're doing this, so they can join us, because it is so important that we come together as the body of Christ and use the fullness of the power that Jesus Christ bought for us on that cross. Critical, critical, critical that we apply it to our lives so that we start walking in the victory that Christ purchased for us. He said, John 3:2 says, I have given you everything, everything for life and godliness. There's nothing lacking, nothing lacking. I'm not talking about what, you know, whether you're rich or you're poor, or I'm not talking about your worldly surroundings. I'm talking about this right here. This temple that you're in right here. Your mind that belongs to Christ, that can have victory in Christ in your mind every day. You have been crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, you live, yet not you, but Christ lives in you. And the life you now live in the flesh, you live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved you and gave himself for you. That's powerful. Make that declaration over yourself every single day. It will change your life. I promise you, it will change your life. All right, I need to get to my first guest, but I know he agrees with me that that's such an important part. And of course, this is a man who had to endure Hugo Chavez as a young man to get away from a horrific situation. And I want to welcome to the program Michael Sagba. Michael, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Greg. Pleasure being here with you.
Well, you know, it's so interesting because you were with me early in the week on Monday.
On Monday. That's right.
And here we are, and you're kind of talking a little bit about, you know, the Hugo Chavez thing and what have you. And I think, you know, I can only imagine. I don't know. I can only imagine. But when you try to tell that story, it's almost surreal. You mentioned about your Hollywood background. It's literally almost like something that somebody would write in an Expendables script, right?
Absolutely.
Sly Stallone Expendables script. And so when you're trying to tell people about it over here, generally speaking, it's like, yeah, okay, Mike, you know, I think you're getting a little carried away, right? And then Monday night happens.
That's right.
Now we're not so carried away anymore.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's like a movie script and you watch it develop and evolve right in front of your eyes and it's just mind boggling. You know, a couple of things that I was going to interject here before we even get going to this, but you're talking about this claiming these powers basically that Jesus gave us, and I also want to apply another part of what Jesus left us, but you know, unless you read the Bible all the time, you know, the New Testament, and you know, I certainly do. I'm a born again Christian. I read the Bible. I've been reading it for, you know, 40 years of my life. And the more that I grow older and I read the New Testament, especially because I'm talking about Jesus now. And people always want to think of him as this, you know, sort of like this really nice guy, you know, that went around healing people and saying these beautiful parables and things like that. And I actually, the more I read the Bible, I see the other real side of him that, you know, he wasn't necessarily such a nice guy. I mean, I'm talking about
no.
when he went into the temple,
it wasn't candy canes and Kool-Aid and a unicorn.
Not at all.
Yeah,
I
mean, they didn't crucify him because he was such a swell guy that everybody loved him, right?
Yeah,
that's not the reason that the Romans crucified him. It's not the reason that the Sadducees and the Pharisees, you know, wanted him to be killed. That wasn't the reason.
Absolutely. And, you know, I always try to tell people that, you know, think about when he went into the temple and saw the merchants desecrating the house of God.
Yeah.
The way he reacted was just, he wasn't like grabbing them by the arm and throwing them out. He was whipping them. He was yelling at them. He was mad.
Yep.
Because when Christians see the desecration of the house of God, and by the way, you said this, right? You said your body, that's the house of God right now.
Yeah.
In the New Testament.
Yeah.
So all of this stuff that we're receiving from the media and all this,
garbage,
deprivation and lasciviousness that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You see, we got to be mad about that and kick it out of our bodies, kick it out of our lives, the same way Jesus kicked all of them out of the temple. So I just wanted to say that because
Amen.
We are in a spiritual war and we got to be these samurai. We were talking about being a samurai warrior,
yeah.
In prayer, to bring down this evil, to bring down these spiritual high places that these people are in. And, you know, it's a heavy duty fight. But I was going to tell you real quick. Last night I was on a radio interview and they were asking me about how did I feel watching the FBI raid on Donald Trump's residence.
Sure.
And I got to tell you, Pastor Greg, it is just exactly what Hugo Chavez did in Venezuela to a number of his political adversaries. And even lately, because of course Chavez, you know, passed away, did not go to be with the Lord.
Right.
He ended up in some other place out there in, that we call hell. And, but he left Maduro, which is worse. You know, Maduro is like a worse version of Chavez. If you can believe that, you know, and Maduro threw a guy called Leopoldo Lopez, who ran against him in a presidential, the last presidential campaign, just straight up grabbed the guy, invaded his residence, came up with some fake accusations and threw the guy in jail for 3 years. And then when he let him out, he let him out into house arrest. And when I saw the images of the FBI going into Mar-a-Lago, you know, and I've been in Mar-a-Lago. I've been invited there a couple times. And I'm going to tell you, if you just imagine the FBI going in there, into such a beautiful place. And then, you know, they're trying to look for something. You see, they can't find anything on Trump.
Right.
They're accusing him for, you know, since he became president, on and on and on. And they just cannot find anything. And so that's the point that I'm drilling this week is, folks, we're looking at straight up communism. This is not even, you know, the Bernie Sanders Socialist Party or any such thing.
Right.
This is straight up communism out of the books of Karl Marx. You jail your opponents, you shut them down, and it is the most anti-American thing, Pastor Greg.
It really should, and this is, I had David Sumrall on, and I've had him several times and will continue, but he did Bloody Hill talking about January 6th, and I've been telling people they need to see the Nick Searcy documentary, they need to see Bloody Hill, and they need to see the real January 6th documentary that's just been done by Epic Times and Joshua Phillip. They did a phenomenal job on that as well. And connecting the dots between Ruby Ridge, Waco, Bundy Ranch, the Wildlife Preserve, and the murder of Lavoie Finicum, and January 6th, and now what happened at Mar-a-Lago. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, they have been testing this going back to the Clintons. It's been before that. Let's just be clear. Okay, what they did to flip the script on trying to get people to believe that Vietnam was, oh, we never should have gone to Vietnam and it was about, you know, drugs and no, Vietnam was about Southeast Asia. It's the same reason why we need to stand with Taiwan right now. Okay, folks, it's the same issue. The same issue. It's the reason why and they got us in Korea. Because they started to turn public opinion, and that's the only reason that there's two Koreas, and they fully turned public opinion with Vietnam, took over academia, took over the seminaries, have changed the church, have changed the education system, and they did that in the 1960s while patriots went and fought and bled because they understood that it was about communism and about stopping the communists. And what we should have done is we should have let Patton go in after World War II and take Stalin out, and we would have saved 100 million lives. We got to take a quick break, Michael. When we come back, I want to talk to you very specifically about, and because you gave me, and I want to tell you something, I've been giving you credit all week long, and I wrote it in my book, and I've been talking about open borders, a uni party, an infiltrated education system, and an apathetic middle class. I'll be back with more on that. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner.
Yes, sir.
I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And, okay, so I'm gonna do this right. I keep messing this up and I feel absolutely horrific. Okay. Michael Sabga. Sabga. S-A-B-G-A. Sabga.
That's right.
All right. I guess it's important. Names are important, man. Names are important.
Absolutely. Yeah. I believe it.
Yeah. No, they are. They are. One. Talk to me about, I mentioned those four things that you had given me earlier in the week, and I've really been hitting those hard in the last 4 days. But talk to me about Chavez and that experience, because one of the things we were talking about early on here too is the spiritual side of this and the church and that particular, the God aspect. Talk to me about what they did. How did they get the church to come into alignment with his agenda?
Well, it's very simple. It's by force. By force. Chavez, well, you know, in that sense, this is a different type of question. Let me give you a little quick background.
So please.
Chavez, as he came up the ranks of the military in Venezuela through the years, before he became president, he got in trouble a couple times. He had a coup attempt to take down the president in 1992, Carlos Andrés Pérez. He was going to take him down. You know, Chavez was always a little bit of a rebel, but he always ended up getting thrown into jail.
Okay.
And in one of those jail locations, the story is, and my father just told me the story, my father was living there at that time in Venezuela, and, cause I was already here.
Okay.
And, he said that Chavez became a born again Christian. He actually, because in the jail, they had these people, and my father used to, my father's a singer, and he used to go to the jails and sing Christian music.
Okay.
To the prisoners. And so Chavez eventually was reading the Word of God, and he understood the Bible, and he used to quote after a while, after, you know, he memorized a few quotes out of the Bible. So he actually was the ultimate deceiver in that he came out at one point at the beginning as sort of like this, you know, born again Christian guy that was going to redeem Venezuela and save Venezuela from the right. corruption and the destruction that had happened over the decades. And so, but pretty soon people understood that that was all a fake act, that he wasn't Marxist communist in the background.
He was so crafty. He was the Antichrist or Antichrist.
He was so crafty that he was using the Word of God to move his agenda forward, but people quickly realized it. Now, you gotta understand that also Venezuela is mostly a Catholic country.
Sure.
So the fact that he was a born again Christian did not go very well with the Catholic Church in there, first of all. And he was persecuting the Catholic Church and the Jewish people. There's a lot of Jews in Venezuela.
Okay.
And he persecuted them because, of course, they were not lining up with his program.
Right.
And you said, well, how did he coerce him or make him fall into shape? Well, you know, I cannot say that he actually ever made him fall into shape. The Catholic Church did not go along with his stuff.
Okay.
They became fierce opponents. And I know some of the priests that went against him and got into real big trouble. I mean, he would basically tell certain priests, or either you shut up or you leave the country because we'll kill you. I mean, it was that simple.
Okay.
And I know these priests.
Right.
And I know their stories.
Mm-hmm.
And so by force is the way that he got everything done, in terms of the religious part of the country.
Okay.
But he started with deceiving the Venezuelan people into thinking that
he was a good guy.
You know, because he used to quote Bible verses, wow. like out of his memory, like, he really knew them, but he was using them. And, you know, I cannot see anything more evil than that.
Right.
You know, than appropriating the Word of God that is such a pure and clean thing for us, that's so sacred for us, Christians.
The wolf, truly the wolf in sheep's clothing. Truly
oh
the
gosh,
wolf.
We're absolute example of that.
Yeah. We're gonna run out of time in this. Looking at where we are right now, you've mentioned the four issues that are there. How far down the rabbit hole and do you see a pathway back? You got about 60 seconds.
Of course, I see a pathway back. There is, the four steps are happening in America. You know it, the open borders, the infiltration, the two-party system, apathetic. What's changing is that our patriotic base has completely woken up. You know, this thing that happened on Monday night, this FBI thing, I think that's the final nail on the coffin of the Democratic Party. They are going down in a major way. So I leave this little conversation today, Pastor Greg, with real positive news for your audience. America has woken up. This is, they're going to pay so hard in November. And I really hope so.
And we've just got to stay loud. We have got to stay loud.
Make noise.
And
we got to throw a fit, but
we don't want to get sucked in to what they wanted us to do, which is sucked into the violence so that they can try to shut the election down. We don't want to go there. We just want to stay loud, and, you know, I've got the phone numbers up here. Call your senators, call your congressmen, tell them enough is enough. We're not going to stand for it anymore. They need to shut the FBI down. They need to rein in the Department of Justice. They need to stop all of this political nonsense. All right. Hey, Michael, thank you so very much. I appreciate it. Michael Sabga, we will be talking with Michael again frequently as we walk down this road. I know. I will be back. Dr. Syed Haider is with us next. What do you do about monkeypox? Oh, my gosh. All right. We'll be back with more coming up. Chosen Generation Radio, straight ahead. God bless you. Absolutely. Thank you, sir. Bye-bye now.
I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night, and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
All right. Hey, welcome back to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. And we are waiting for Dr. Hader to join the program here. He is scheduled to be here at this time, so hopefully he will be jumping in. So you heard the conversation that we had with Mike Sabga, and you know, this situation that we find ourselves in has been building, and I was talking with him kind of in the break about how we've been trying to help folks to understand that this is in no way anything new. It's also interesting to note, relative to, and hopefully Dr. Hader will be with us. If he's not, we have Dr. Judy Mikovits joining us in the final hour as well, and we'll talk about some of this same stuff, some of it. But as it relates to the healthcare piece, one of the first systems that the communists and the socialists go after is healthcare. That's why they've been working so hard. You know why they worked so hard. The first one that really went after this that was really open about it, of course, was the Clintons. But really, it started with your HMOs and your health management organizations of the 1980s, because health management organizations, and we said this, you know, back then, there were many of us that identified this and saw the communist or socialist writing that really overlaid this situation. Hang on, let me see here. All right. So at any rate, we said when these HMOs came into being, because at the time HMOs came into being, there were a number of doctors that were resistant to the idea of becoming a part of these managed organizations, and the reasoning. And I had friends in the medical field back then, and we talked about this quite extensively. The reason was, is they were saying, hey, we don't want non-medical people telling us what kinds of services are going to be accepted or not accepted. There's going to be coding nightmares. It's, you know, billing nightmares. It's just, they're making this way more complicated than it needs to be. And this is all, you know, this is a power grab. And essentially what it's doing is it's grabbing power away and saying, hey, guess what? We're going to tell you what kind of healthcare you're going to get and to what level and to what degree, and we're going to tell you what's acceptable and what's not. And we said back then that eventually they'll start putting a cap on the age. And they'll say, well, you know, if you're a certain age, or if you have a certain type of illness, whatever the situation might be, then, you know, depending on your economic position and your education position, and basically there's a behind the scenes scoring that's going to determine what kind of care you get or you don't get. And we warned about that when they brought HMOs into being in the early, in the early 1980s. Well, sure enough, now we've come down the road, and we had in the 90s, we had Hillary, we had the Clintons continually trying to introduce a quote unquote healthcare system, and now we have Obamacare. And there are those, well, you know, look, Obamacare is a good thing. I mean, everybody gets this cheaper stuff and so on. The problem with any of these government run or government oversighted entities, number one is the government has no business being involved in healthcare, in education, in industry, in any, I mean, look what the government has done relative to our industry. We had quite a conversation yesterday, myself, Claire Lopez and Rick Manning. And we were talking about the whole issue with Ukraine and Taiwan and, you know, should we be involved in Ukraine? Should we not? Have we, you know, what, and Zelensky going, apparently going and talking to Xi, or having conversations with Xi about possibly involving China in the rebuilding of the Ukraine after the war is over. You know, I think from Zelensky's perspective, Zelensky's looking at that and saying, if I can get Xi engaged in this, and then Xi has an interest in this, knowing that Xi and Putin also have a relationship, maybe I can create a wedge between Xi and Putin. And that would be good for Ukraine if there was a wedge there. Certainly, Zelensky would much rather come to the United States, but stop and think about that for just a minute. Because what has Zelensky received but pushback from many in the United States, many even on the right in the United States, who have said, well, no, you know, the Ukraine, they're corrupt. They're, you know, go ahead and give them to the Russians. You know, the Putin's battling the economic global people and so on. I mean, stop and think about the rhetoric that is out there and the statements that are out there and the things that are being said. And you're the president of this country, and you have the responsibility of caring for your people. And number one, you know that Joe Biden is a misfit. Joe Biden is a limp president who has absolutely, virtually no say in any of this at all. The guy that's actually pulling the strings is Obama. And Obama's made it clear who his partners are. Obama's partner actually is Putin. Obama's partner actually is a little bit maybe Xi. Obama's partner definitely is, you know, CARE and the Muslim Brotherhood and the Islamic jihadi world. Those are Obama's friends. And Obama wants to destroy America and turn America into some low-level third world banana republic. We just talked with Michael about this, with Mike Sabga about this, and about the similarities, and I've been highlighting the points that he brought forward, because I think it's very insightful when you consider what happened in Venezuela and the takeover of Hugo Chavez. I think he said something very enlightening as well relative to Chavez and his fake conversion. And maybe it wasn't fake initially. Maybe it wasn't fake initially. And maybe, you know, Hugo Chavez, at some point actually believed that he was doing something for God. I don't know. I can't say. I can say that he didn't do anything for God. I can tell you that, based on what he did and how he behaved. But I want you to stop and think about this for just a minute. the left firmly believes that those of us that are on the, biblical worldview course, and it's really important that we are on that course, by the way. Very important that we're on that course, because that is actually what gives us the moral ground to have both the anger, the frustration, as well as to take the actions necessary to turn back the tide. We cannot win this battle without God, period. We can't do it. Cannot do it. So the left, though, has hijacked the church. They've convinced many in the church that it's all about social justice and so on, and about equity and about attaining all of these things and some form of utopia. And, oh, what do you mean? Communism? No. Communism is a great idea. It just hasn't been done by the right people. Communism is an evil idea. It's an idea that ensconces God and says there is none. It's an atheistic idea. It is completely and totally in opposition to the church. It's diametrically opposed to the real God of the Bible, to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's diametrically opposed to Jesus Christ. 110%. 180%. Going in the other direction. But they've convinced people that they are doing what is socially correct and socially just, and that somehow they are in the middle of saving America from being this horrific imperial colonial evil that it started at. And they've got to paint the picture that America was evil to begin with, and that's all lies. And that's why they have to draw back to that. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio after this.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the communities are so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you. And keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this borewell we have put. And pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thanks to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for joining me. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. So we were talking about the healthcare and the takeover of healthcare, going back to the HMOs and then kind of bringing that piece forward and then trying to help connect the dots between the takeover of our nation and then, of course, what happened as I mentioned in the 1960s, what took place with that, and then the connectivity or the connection, between that and then the events that we spoke about. You had the situation that happened with Ruby Ridge, then Waco, then the Bundy Ranch. Then after the Bundy Ranch came the Wildlife Preserve and the murder of Lavoie Finicum. And then January 6th and everything that's been going on since then. And of course, what happened on Monday night with the FBI going into Mar-a-Lago. But let's be clear. People are aware of what happened on Monday night. And as terrible as all that is, and the attitudes of the agents and the things that took place, and as terrible as all that is, when you watch the video that Nick Searcy did in particular, because Nick Searcy's video actually shows some of the actual damages, and there's pictures, there's the neighbor's security cameras saw what the FBI did rolling up in full combat gear on American streets, looking like U.S. soldiers, looking like we were being invaded with a military vehicle that had, in one instance, it had a 50 caliber weapon on top of it. And when the neighbors would peek out, they would swing their weapons towards the neighbors, basically sending the message, get back in your house. And they even said that to some of the neighbors, get back in your house. In America, on American streets. Now, folks, it's one thing if you live in a neighborhood and there is a known drug dealer, okay? I mean, or somebody that's suspected of actual terrorism. Okay, we'll give a little bit of leniency. But we're talking about guys that went to Washington, D.C., to express their constitutional right to share their concerns about an election that we now absolutely 100% know was stolen. Was a stolen election. We have a government over the last 2 years that has instituted, and we have medical people like Dr. Birx, who actually wrote in her book, I lied. Lied to the President of the United States, lied to the people of America, and people died because of her lies. Fauci knows, and he lied. The head of the CDC lied. The head of the FDA lied. These people are guilty of murder. And these politicals know the truth as well, and they're doing everything they can to cover it up. So much of this, but much of this, the shutdowns and the lockdowns and all these things, we knew that was all a farce. Judy Mikovits put out Plandemic. We knew it was all a lie. And we knew it was a lie. I shared it on this program. We went through from the very beginning of this thing, way back before, you know, when this thing first broke, even when President Trump was sitting in the White House, Nan Sue and I went through and we walked through this process of what exactly had taken place in Wuhan. We told people the truth of what's gone on and what was going on and what was happening. And these individuals knew that. And so people went to Washington, D.C., knowing that they'd had an election that had been stolen from them, knowing that there were illegal shutdowns and illegal lockdowns and these mandates of poison that they were going to be putting into people's bodies that were going to cause more deaths. And just over, I mean, there's a list. I've got the list up on my website. You can go look at a number of the things that I put out on the website in my blog post where I talk about, you know, stop the disinformation about the January 6th. Treatments that killed loved ones, a clearly stolen election, an invasion at our southern border, perverting an entire generation of children, gender mutilation, lawlessness, murder in our cities. All of this was going on when people showed up on January 6th to speak freely. Stages had been set on the steps of the Capitol for people to go to after the ellipse, after the president spoke, so that people could raise their voices and express their concerns and make sure that people inside of the Capitol building heard their speeches. But instead, there was another plan that was in place, and that's the plan that was used, the same plan that was used to go to Mar-a-Lago and go into the president's private residence and rummage through his wife's closet. These people are disgusting, ladies and gentlemen. They're absolutely 100% disgusting. And it's up to you and I. It's up to us. We're the ones who have to make the decision to get engaged and get involved. We the people. That really is what President Trump did for America. The greatest thing that he did for America is he tried to make everybody stay in their lane, and they didn't want to stay in their lane for the very reason that Michael Sabga expresses. What we have going on here is not a constitutional republic. What we have going on here is a banana republic. What we have going on here is a uniparty system. And that uniparty system has to be broken up. And it can only happen by we the people. And it begins with spiritual warfare. And we're going to do that for the next whole hour. So please stay with us.
These are domestic terrorists.
The sixth was all deception.
The level of sophistication, tactic.
People were putting on Trump stuff beforehand or taking it off afterward.
It was members of our own government.
He's been an FBI informant for a number of years. On January 6th, I said, are you working? He said, yes.
This is treason.
They want to criminalize dissent.
The FBI, you have a federal search warrant for the property. Come out with
me. I opened the shutters that had the battering ram. So I hear, then they told me to come out, a whole bunch of red dots all over my chest.
They're hunting down Trump supporters
like dogs.
I just walked into a crowd of people.
We've been screaming, we've been fighting, and now I want you to pray with me.
I spent the next 3 weeks in jail. They put me in a cell by myself, total solitary confinement in a cell not much bigger than a walk-in closet.
FBI, guns drawn.
Hands up, hands up, hands up, put your hands on the wall, hands on the wall.
This is psychological warfare.
It didn't have a battering ram in it, but what it did have was a turret on top. He was pointing his gun at all my neighbors, ready to pull up anytime he needed to.
They handcuffed me.
They handcuffed you?
Yes.
Oh! 147 days since my wife was murdered, so I gotta be her voice now.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.